بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قال الله تعالى في كتابه الكريم: شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن. Distinguished listeners and our viewers, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. You know that whenever we come across different phenomena, we define them. We call them by their names, so to describe their main features. Some of the people may define Ramadan by it is thirst, by it is hunger. When they recall the month of Ramadan, they are reminded of the thirst and the hunger they have undergone. So it depends on their mentality. It depends on their experiences that they have had in the previous years from the month of Ramadan. But Almighty Allah does not define the month of Ramadan by hunger and by the thirst. Rather, Almighty Allah defines the month of Ramadan as شَهْرُ رَمَضَانَ الَّذِي أُنزِلَ فِيهِ الْقُرْآنِ. This is the month that Almighty Allah has sent His revelation to the people. So, distinguished listeners and honorable viewers, it is better to say that the month of Ramadan is the month of sympathy, because by tolerating hunger and thirst of those hungry and thirsty people and individuals living around the world, you will be reminded of thirst and hunger, that how it is bitter that they test the bitter test of hunger and thirst. So you will try to donate in order to ease from their difficulties and hardships they have undergone. As you know, dear listeners, that we have been commanded by Almighty Allah that we have to donate, but sometimes due to the fear of poverty, we may not donate. This month of Ramadan would help us that we have to eradicate those bad behaviors and also those bad feelings. By this feeling that we will sympathize with those who are hungry, we will be ready easily to donate for their welfare. So one of the philosophies, one of the wisdoms that we have to personally observe fast is that everyone should test the bitter test of thirst and hunger, so that they have to be reminded of two things. First, the thirst and the hunger of the doomsday. And secondly, the thirst and the hunger of their kinds and their fellows living around the world. When you found that how difficult it is to tolerate hunger and thirst, you will be easily made ready to donate and give charity. So, distinguished listeners and honorable viewers, by developing this sense of sympathy, we actually make life easier for our fellows, for our families, for our friends. Our Holy Prophet said that some observe fast and their fair portion of the fast or their blessings from the month of Ramadan is only hunger and thirst, because they do not cross from this limit. They do not develop best habits in themselves. So we may supplicate in front of Almighty Allah honestly, sincerely, and earnestly that, O Almighty Allah, you may not give us in this month hunger and thirst. We should not be the people who only suffer thirst and hunger. Rather, we have to develop the best possible qualities within ourselves. Thank you very much. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.